This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
I understand that by pleading guilty, I will be admitting that I committed the following crimes. We're talking about Ruby Frankie here right now. Ruby Frankie, of course, from the 8 Passengers vlog on YouTube, the mommy blogger who, along with Jody Hildebrand, accused of abusing her children. Now, we've already gone through the letter from Windward Law, which kind of tries to sugarcoat things a little bit. You know, she's committed. She wants to get her family back together, and she's real sorry. But what is she sorry for exactly? That's what we are about to talk about, because if you are a parent, if you are a human being with a pulse and just a smidge of empathy, you will hear about what she did, and you'll probably go, yeah, you deserve more than just some time in jail. Maybe the death penalty should be on the table here for this one. I know you can't, but oh my God, Bob Mata, defense attorney and host of the podcast Defense Diaries, joining us right now to discuss this case. I was shocked going through this list, the plea agreement. We're talking about having her children do wall sits, carrying boxes full of books up and down stairs, just because, you know, why not torture them? Work outdoors without adequate water, repeated serious sunburns because of that, blistered skin, denied food, punished when they secretly drank water, isolated from other people when they tried to run away, hands and feet being bound with handcuffs and duct tape, and then making them lay on their stomach with their arms and their legs bound behind them, injuring them, kicking her son while wearing boots, holding his head underwater, smothering his mouth and nose with her hands, and then saying, oh, you're evil and possessed, and you need to repent for your sins so I don't do this to you. And I'm doing it out of love because I'm mommy. Similarly, doing the same things to her daughter, including making her run outside on dirt roads with bare feet, causing some serious injuries there, using cayenne pepper and honey to dress wounds. Oh, my God, Bob. I don't even know. This is pure evil. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's one of those things where in what you were reading was what they call a stipulation. So typically when people plead out in a case, they will require, they being the judge and the court, will require the state to basically lay out what they would have put on in terms of evidence during a trial in order for the judge to feel secure. Okay, the state, had it gone to trial, would have shown that this was the evidence, and that evidence would have met the burden. I mean, typically you have situations where the defendant will either stipulate to, yes, that's what they would have introduced. Like typically with our clients, we don't necessarily say that it's true, but we definitely say that this is what the state was going to present it at trial. So kind of that laundry list of horrors that you were reading through that got progressively worse.
Like, yes.
When I was reading it, or when I first saw it, and I'm like, all right, so, you know, she's making them walk with like a box of books, wall sits. That's,
It starts like red flags, and then it just goes into pure evil.
Right, yeah. Right. But by the end of it, you're like, oh my God, like this woman has lost her mind. And yeah, so by the end of it, you get the sense of why the state went after her. You know, because if you're kind of reading through the beginning of it, where it's definitely a crummy way to treat your kid. It's not the kind of thing, like if you were to talk to like a 70 or 80 year old person walking down the barefoot on the road, you know, they wouldn't think that was a big deal. You know, we live in a much different world, but as you get to the later details, man, that's where you really see the horrors of what was going on with her and the kids, and certainly absolutely constitutes that she's going to do prison time, which she is. You know, there's no question about it. So yeah, I think strategically that probably what happened is that her attorney sat down with her and said, look, this is all coming in. They have pretty solid witnesses, that being your children, who are going to have to get on the stand and testify. Your best bet here to get any kind of movement in these sentences, the potential sentence range on these things are huge.
Yeah.
We're talking 1 to 15 years on each count.
And consecutive sentences as well.
And consecutive, yeah. Which if our listeners don't know and viewers don't know, that basically means that they run one after another. Mm-hmm. If you hear the term consecutive, that's what that means, as opposed to concurrent, where they run at the same time. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I wasn't surprised. What surprised me is that she pled out before Jody did.
Yeah.
That had to have been a race to, like, which one's going to plead out first.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ruby won the race. And it's a little surprising, because I think that there's going to be a little bit of a mindset that, look, you know, Ruby's mom. I don't know who Jody Hildebrandt is to her, aside from her business manager and maybe other things. That hasn't been laid mm-hmm. out as such. If they have a romantic involvement with one another, kind of smells like it. But I haven't heard anything that kind of puts it in stone. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, is you are the mother.
Yeah.
They are your charge. They are your responsibility. They are your children. You know, they're the ones that you are supposed to protect. And she just didn't do any of that. So, you know, from a strictly strategic, you know, mindset, I think it was a good play by her attorney to get her to understand that, look, we're not winning this thing. Mm-hmm. Like you go to trial, you're putting your children through the horrors of having to sit in a courtroom in a case that's going to be televised to the world and have to go, Tony, think about when you drive your kids to school, when they're teenagers and they don't even want us to drop them off at the front door of the school because they're embarrassed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And multiply that by 10 million, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, I think in the sense that her attorney realized, look, the only way you're going to get a break on this thing at all, in terms of trying to mitigate jail time or prison time, is if you plead it out, you own it, and you basically completely obliterate the odds of the kids having to testify. Now, does that mean that they won't have to testify for Jody if she decides to go to trial? No. But in terms of having to go in and testify against your mother is a whole different thing. You know, so I think strategically it was the right thing to do. And, you know, I mean, the judge said it clear as day, you're going in on this thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, we're going to see what the pre-sentence investigation comes back with, where they'll make recommendations on what they think.
Yeah.
You know, but at the end of the day, that's the judge's call completely. So I think that these things that were kind of done from a lawyer's perspective in terms of, you know, kind of getting her out of, okay, I didn't do anything wrong, to, you know, all right, yeah, I was horrible here and I'm owning it. And, you know, I'm going to take my medicine because I deserve it, type thing, will help her when it comes to the sentencing phase.